So today, I want to talk a little bit, again, I'll keep it short, but I want to talk a little bit about Ecclesiastes. And so Ecclesiastes is not a typical book that you go to when you're talking about celebrating and fun, good times. And it's just not one that you go to. In fact, it's kind of one of those that a lot of people don't go to at all. Except I remember, I think, Emily, Lisa sharing that was her choice for your flight to Hawaii, I think, right? You picked up Ecclesiastes and decided to read it. But it's just not one of those that we spend a lot of time in. And maybe a lot of people say maybe it's kind of depressing sounding. Maybe, and then to be honest, so let's read, well, let me start with just the very first chapter. So Ecclesiastes chapter 1 says, "The words of the teacher, son of David, king of Jerusalem, meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. What do people gain from all their labors at which they toil under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. The sun rises and the sun sets and hurries back to where it rises. The wind blows to the south and turns to the north. Round and round it goes, ever returning on its course. All streams flow into the sea, yet the sea is never full. To the place the streams come from, there they return again. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear its fill of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There's nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, 'Look, this is something new'? It was here already, long ago. It was here before our time. No one remembers the former generations, and even those yet to come will not be remembered by those who follow them." So, again, maybe it sounds a little depressing, and to be honest, as you go through the book, it kind of gets a little bit worse. And so maybe the writer, perhaps Solomon, was just having a bad day. Maybe he had just had a bad breakup or was spending too much time watching the nightly news, or maybe he lost one of his Snapchat streaks and he's just having a bad day. And so something's going on. Who knows? But if you really look into the writing, you kind of come to this point where you realize that it's kind of true. And you come to that point where you find that this is really interesting because it does make sense. Looking at the world, pondering life, it just kind of keeps rolling day after day with a lot of the same after the same, nothing new under the sun. So what does this mean for you graduates is the question. Does this mean that you really do have nothing to look forward to? Does it mean that life tomorrow is going to look an awful lot like life yesterday? Does it mean that your next steps into wherever you're going into this world are really nothing but a path that's already been worn down by other people in front of you? I believe that that's up to you. I believe that, and this is for all of us, I believe that that's up to us. I'm going to take a look at John 14. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father." Now, when I read that, that to me doesn't sound like the same old, same old. To me, that sounds like something new. A life that's lived for God, lived through Christ. That's something new. That's something different. Ecclesiastes seems to be talking about life as we see it through human eyes, this mundane story that the world has to offer us. Life chasing power and success and white picket fences and retirements, yet we're called to so much more. All of us in here, and is it that those things are bad? Maybe not, but in and of themselves, those things aren't worth the chase. And when you get to the point where you lose your selfish ambitions and you chase day after day after day of these things, then you realize that, yeah, there really is nothing new going on here. And so you have to get to this point of saying, I'm done with this, and I'm chasing something else. And that's not just for your own sake. That's for the world around us. This world is begging for newness. It's begging for relief, for a change. It seems like my CNN app pops up every day with news that is the same old, day after day news. It's violence and extortion and illness and death and racism and greed and hunger and hate and hurt and oppression. The world doesn't need any more of that. It's got plenty of it. And I believe that you guys as graduates and each of us in here have an opportunity then to bring something new into that old. And when we realize that the Spirit of God empowers you to breathe new life into an old story of a tired world, that makes all the difference. And so Mark, Allison, Francie, Daisy, Rylan, and Caleb, live your life to bring hope to a world that's desperate for it. Bring justice to the lives of people who have experienced injustice in the absolute worst ways. Bring forgiveness even when it doesn't make sense. Bring peace even when it's hard for us to look around the world and see that sometimes. Bring love, bring wisdom, and bring courage, and bring humility, bring goodness, because these are the things of God. These are the things that God cares about. And so these are the things that we're called to care about. And if we're honest, he doesn't care about our white picket fences and our comfortable retirement. Maybe these things will be added to you if you seek him first, but it still brings us back to the question, which is, what is it that you're chasing? What are you chasing after? You can chase the same old, day after day, because our world says that that's what we do, and there is nothing new. It's just the same old that's always been there. Or you can chase God, and you can chase the things of God. Our world has plenty of people who are busy chasing this dream life for them, but it needs a generation like you guys who's gonna step up and say, I've had enough. It needs you to step up and say that I'm gonna chase something different. I'm gonna chase something new. I'm chasing what God has called me to. And so do your thing. Use your gifts that you've been given by God. Use your talents and use your blessings. But when you offer those things to God, know that he's gonna take it and he's gonna do immeasurably more than all that you ask or imagine. And so maybe, just maybe, when the pattern of the same old, and punching the clock, and day to day, when that pattern changes, maybe so then will the patterns of this world, patterns of hate and racism and oppression and injustice and sin and death. Let your pattern that you live, let your pattern be a rhythm that beats to the heart of God, keeps in step with the Spirit. Live to bring pieces of heaven to earth. Live for the kingdom of God. And it's not gonna be easy, but I can promise you that it's gonna be worth it. The world is craving that for you. The church needs that from you, and God has called you to that. So I'll end here, but again, this is, I think it's especially important for you guys. I love the fact that we take this time, we celebrate these graduating seniors from high school, because again, this is kind of a moment. I mean, you've been transitioning out of childhood into adulthood, but this is kind of like a new step. It's a big step in the transition. But again, this is for everybody in here. I pray and I hope that we're seeking new things and seeking what God has called us to. And so if there's anyone in here today who is seeking something new, and so whether that's in baptism or it's in prayer, or it's in confession, or whatever that is, we're about to sing a song and invite you to that. So the praise team can go and come on up. We're going to offer this invitation. Again, remember, after we sing this, I'll ask you just to stay here. We'll watch a slideshow, and then again, we'll be dismissed at that point. We'll go over and share and celebrating and our lunch together. So let's go ahead and stand, and we will sing the song together.